Let's turn to Psalm 40 and let's go to verse 16, the psalm that we're in for today as we read through the Bible in a year. Let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. Let such as love thy salvation say continually, the Lord be magnified. And from the Message. But all who are hunting for you, oh, let them sing and be happy. Let those who know what you're all about tell the world you're great and not quitting. And from the New Living, may all who search for you be filled with joy and gladness in you. May those who love your salvation repeatedly shout, the Lord is great. Amen. 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 Are you some of those that seek him?
Yes.
Are you hunting for him?
Yes.
I'm hunting for him. And then what can we do? As we do, we can sing and be happy. I love it. I love it. Spurgeon says, let such as love thy salvation say continually, the Lord be magnified. Another result of the Redeemer's passion is the promotion of the glory of God by those who gratefully delight in his salvation. Do you gratefully delight in his salvation? I do. I am so thankful for it. Our Lord's desire should be our directory. We love with all our hearts his great salvation. Let us then with all our tongues proclaim the glory of God, which is resplendent therein. Never let his praises cease. As the heart is warm with gladness, let it incite the tongue to perpetual praise. Be it ours to make God's glory the chief end of every breath and pulse. I love Spurgeon. I love the Treasury of David. I just love the way he talks about what David said in the Psalms. Yeah. And Thomas Goodwood states, it is the character of a holy saint to love salvation. It is the very character of a saint. We're saints, folks.
Yeah.
Do you love salvation, Cease? Do you love it so much you're going to sing about it and sing praises this morning, Cecil? I am too. Let's do it. Amen.